You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Welcome to the My Senior Horse Podcast. Today we're going to talk about helping senior equids lose or gain weight, along with some of the health issues that could lead to those problems in the first place. I'm Kim Brown, Editorial Director for My Senior Horse. Our guests today for the podcast are Dr. Pat Harris and Dr. Nikki Jarvis. Both are veterinarians as well as experts in various aspects of equine care. Dr. Harris is a past president of the British Equine Veterinary Association and is a European specialist in veterinary and comparative nutrition. She is the director of science for Mars Horse Care and head of the Waltham Equine Studies Group. Dr. Harris has spent much of the last 30 years working to help improve the care and nutrition of older horses. She also is passionate about seniors because of her dedication to her own older horses. She has advised on the care of many seniors and has authored numerous articles on their care. Dr. Harris' involvement in several global senior research teams gives her special insight into some of these studies. She's also on the Executive Advisory Council for My Senior Horse. Dr. Nicola Jarvis is head of veterinary and care at Red Wings Horse Sanctuary in Norfolk, England. She qualified from the Royal Veterinary College London in 1990 and worked in mixed practice for 2 years before moving to Newmarket, where she completed a two-year internship at Rossdale's Equine Hospital. She then joined Red Wings Horse Sanctuary in Norfolk in 1996. She is now head of veterinary and care there, working with what she calls an incredible team of veterinary surgeons and nurses to care for more than 1,500 resident horses, donkeys, and mules. Dr. Jarvis attained her RCVS Certificate of Advanced Veterinary Practice in Equine Medicine in 2012 and her Cert AVP in Equine Surgery Soft Tissue in 2013. Her specialist interests include equine nutrition, geriatric medicine, internal medicine, and colic. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Kim. It's a pleasure to be here and always a pleasure to work with Pat as well.
I would agree. Thanks, Kim. I'm looking forward to it. As you have said, this is one of my favorite topics, the senior horse.
Okay, well, we're going to jump right into our first question today. I'm going to direct this to Dr. Jarvis. What might lead a senior equid to being underweight?
Well, it's a great opening question, Kim, because and what's quite interesting, actually, is that a lot of the issues that can cause an older horse to be underweight will apply to any age of horse. So hopefully this information can be quite useful for all ages of horses. And I know Pat would definitely agree with the following, but one of the commonest causes of weight loss is in actual fact the diet itself. It is so often in life, we feed our horses a lovely sort of almost standard approach of we concentrate on forage provision, which is excellent, superb for the horse and for the horse's hind gut. But we need our horse to have the correct dentition in order to successfully process that forage. And if the right dentition isn't there, then we need to provide that fibre in a different form that they can cope with. So it isn't just about providing food in the right quantity, but it's making sure that food is appropriate to that horse, its age, its health, concurrent medical conditions, and its dentition. So it can be harder than you think to formulate diets when these horses age, because you're taking into account extra factors. The good news is, if you've got a healthy older horse with great dentition, you can feed them like you would a younger horse. So that's marvellous news. We just need to be aware, as horses age, changes are going to happen. So the diet itself is key. Also making sure it's balanced, that's incredibly important. And I know so in the depths of winter, if we're providing our horse with a forage-only ration, particularly if we're then soaking that forage or restricting that because maybe our older horse is overweight or insulin dysregulated, gets laminitis. Sometimes we can be missing out on some of the vitamins, minerals and proteins that they need. So again, they might get in a position where they start to lose condition because we're just not thinking of those extra factors. So dentition definitely is key. The correct diet is key. Don't forget endoparasites, so worms. We all think of them straight away, don't we, in our younger horses? Of course we do. Our younger horses are often very susceptible to burdens. But that also happens in the older horse. They might be a horse that all of its faecal worm egg counts, because obviously nowadays we really encourage people to be doing faecal worm egg counts and only treating when need. But in the older horse, sometimes their immunity can start to change, particularly as they get, you know, extremely aged or they've got concurrent PPID. And I often see with the horses at Red Wings, particularly those with PPID, that they might have been really, really great as regards, you know, not being susceptible to worms for most of their life. But suddenly, as they get older, their worm counts go up. And I always think of Pararascaris and you know, roundworm as being something I find in my youngsters. But then all of a sudden, I've got some of my older horses going, yeah, I can do Pararascaris again. Yeah. It's almost like a second childhood when it comes to worms. So just be aware of those. Remember, those older guys need just as much of a good worm management program as the younger ones. And then we've got the wider issues. We've got things like social factors. For example, you might get a group of horses where a particular horse has always been the boss, always pushed everyone out of the forage. But as they age and become that little bit more vulnerable, younger horses may take over and the older horse may be pushed out from the feed. So maybe they've suffered the loss of a companion, because horses really can mourn. Maybe there's just a new kid on the block been added to the group, and that has caused stress for the horse and that has affected the appetite. So again, there's a lot of social factors. Cold. It's really important to think about winter. Winter's great if you want to, you know, if you're looking for a little bit of weight loss on your horse. But if you've got the underweight horse, then obviously cold temperatures, the horse needs to burn energy to keep warm. And one study did show that an aged horse of a particular body condition score required more energy to keep warm than a younger horse of the same body condition score. So again, you do need to look after these older people. And then, of course, we come down to proper clinical disease. So you've actually got something ongoing. Many of these horses, you know, they can cope for so long, for example, with liver disease. But then over the course of time, where more of the liver is affected, then its function may be affected and you may suddenly start to see weight loss. So all of the things, mind you, that can apply at any age, that has to be said, that you might see liver disease, kidney disease. In fact, any chronic inflammatory disease can burn up calories and may cause pain, which is going to impact on the appetite. And then I think probably that just leads me to musculoskeletal disease as being something that does quite commonly impact on weight. You've got to think again, if you're in chronic pain with osteoarthritis, you know yourself, you don't particularly feel like eating because you're just so focused in on discomfort. And horses have to ambulate around a field to get their food. So they need to be able to walk well. And if the ground's really poached and muddy, they're not going to get to the better grazing higher up on the hill. They may struggle to lower their head to eat, or they could, you don't see it that often, but you might even get osteoarthritis in the joints of the jaw, and that can really affect them. So yeah, a bit of a whistle stop tour there, but there's quite a list of things that can affect the horse. And Pat will be the first to tell you, you need to start with making sure you've got the diet right in the first place and that the food is appropriate for their age and the dentition the horse has. That's your key point. And then the rest comes later when it comes to working the horse up.
Mars Equestrian, a sponsorship division of Mars Incorporated, is dedicated to highlighting the Mars brands, such as Buckeye Nutrition, Spillers, Antec Diagnostics, Sound Imaging, Royal Canin, Pedigree, Nutro, and many more in the equestrian world. Whether it's through nutrition, veterinary care, or education, our purpose is to create a better world for horses, pets, and the people who love them.
Well, Dr. Harris, let's go back to a little bit of the basics. Can you help horse owners and managers understand body condition and body muscle mass? Because I think they get confused about this a little in older horses.
Again, that's a really good question to start with. And I think it fits a bit with what Nikki's been saying, because if you're going to develop a diet for your horse, you need to know whether you're feeding for weight gain, weight loss, or even weight maintenance. But even more important than that, you've got to monitor, because they change. And Nikki and I both know they suddenly can change from being that very good doer to the animal that starts losing weight. And if you're not keeping an eye on them, it can be a problem to try and pick that up quickly enough that you can put things in place and try and work it out. And I think for me, we're talking about body condition scoring. And for the older horse in particular, we're talking about muscle atrophy scoring. So we're looking for atrophy, i.e. are they starting to lose muscle? Because people tend to think that it's normal. When you get older, you lose muscle. Well, it isn't necessarily normal. And it could be indicating there's one of those problems that Nikki mentioned. So if we start right at basic principles, they are different, but they are similar in some of their structures. And most important, they're both important for you to monitor, especially in our older horses. So I think for me, regardless of what you're talking about, number one is you need to take rugs off and you need to feel the horses, in particular in the winter, because they get long hair coat, PPID animals. It's really difficult. This doesn't mean it's not useful to have photos as a record, but to do a body condition score and a muscle atrophy score, you must take the rugs off. Then my next principle is you need to decide which system you're using, and we'll come to that, and use the same system in the same way and do it regularly. And I think probably we're talking about every 3 to 4 weeks to do a body condition score, and probably similar on your muscle atrophy, maybe a little bit longer. But if you start to think things are changing, you need to increase the frequency. And it's a bit like teeth, and Nikki is the queen of teeth, so she'll come to that. But as horses get older, it seems a lot of people stop doing as many teeth evaluations, whereas in fact, we should be doing more. And I think that's the same with this body condition score. So how exactly to do it? We haven't got time, but wonderful thing is that the My Senior Horse website does have some articles and links to some very good pictures and guides that Spillers has done. So going back to what are they? The body condition scoring system is looking at external fat depots. It's looking for the fat that's on the outside, and that's really important because it is not able to pick up what's on the inside. In general, the amount you can see on the outside is similar to the amount that's in the inside. But once horses become, or ponies become, obese, that changes, and there may be even more on the inside than we can pick up on the outside. So that's really important. So body condition scoring is assessing fat, whereas the muscle atrophy is scoring the muscle and whether we're getting any loss of the muscle. They all look at different areas. So the muscle atrophy, we look at the neck, the back, and the hindquarters. But fascinatingly, or importantly to people listening, is that if you're going to do a muscle atrophy scoring, you first really need to know what the body condition of your horse is. Because there are, in fact, two scales for muscle atrophy. One you use when your horse is of normal weight, and one where they've got some of those little bit more extra fat deposits, because it's much easier to mistake fat as muscle. So we have different scoring systems that help you through that. And we've been able to show with some lovely work that was done in Melbourne to show that animals with the same body condition score, even if they're overweight, can have different muscle atrophy, and in particular some of our PPID animals. Some other things just to note, and this is why we're spending a bit of time on this, is there are a number of body condition scoring systems. And why is that important is because one of them uses a 1 to 9 scale and one uses a 0 to 5. And so if you go to someone and say, as happens to me, people say, oh, my horse has a body condition score of 3. I'm used to the 1 to 9. And I go, oh, my goodness, your horse is underweight, because 3 out of 9 is an animal that's underweight. But if they're using the 0 to 5, that horse is actually normal or slightly overweight. So it's really important that you use the same system and you let people know, especially if you're talking to your vet or the nutritionist, what scale you're doing. And when you do a body condition scoring system on either of the systems, but I personally prefer the 1 to 9 for senior horses, because senior horses can be odd. They can have fat on their hindquarters, but actually it's not around their neck or the belly. And the 9-point system scores 6 separate areas. And then you score each area. And I would recommend you use a chart and you always start either at the 1 and go to the 9, or you go from the 9 to the 1. You must always have that same process. You go down and look at the neck and decide what it is. Put the score down. You're quite happy to put a half score if you think they're halfway before it. Keep that record. You do 6 areas, add up the 6 and divide by 6. That gives you the overall score. But as I've just said, especially in these senior horses, I think it's really important to keep those individual scores. Put them down, record them, take a photo. There are charts, just have, as our older horses, so that we can keep a better record and remember what they really were like 3 months ago, 6 months ago. It's really nice to just have a folder. And I think body condition scoring, muscle atrophy are 2 really good things. Now, I know I've gone on a lot, but it's something I feel so strongly about. And you can't talk about this until you know. Some people don't like those systems because actually it requires you to touch and feel and hold. All I would say is learn, read, look at the guides that we have, but also have a go and ask somebody who's more experienced. Once you know, actually people are quite reliable in how they do it. But there are some other systems. And again, we have a nice little article on the My Senior Horse that goes through them. But there are ones where you actually measure heart girth, belly girth, length of the horse, and you put them into some formula and you get a body condition index. And that gives you a number and you can track that number. But some of those particular measurements, for example, heart girth, and as well others such as the belly girth and rump width, they're worth recording as well, especially if you're on a weight loss program. Because one thing to really say to people, and I started with this, horses can have a lot of internal fat. And when you put them on a weight loss program, sometimes it looks like they use that internal fat first. So what happens, you look at them, you do a body condition score, and they don't seem to be changing condition. And yet they are. So it's really important. And in those cases, that's where measuring weight, which is not condition, but measuring weight can tell you that they are losing weight, which you might want. But also things like belly girth, which is at the deepest part of the belly. Just be careful. Make sure they know you're going to do it and they're not going to kick you. Be careful when you do it, because some of them don't like straps around their belly. But it's a really good measurement to do that heart girth, belly girth and rump width. So you do that as well as body condition scoring when you're doing a weight loss program. So a few tips, lots more, but I think that gets some of the key messages, especially with these older horses. Oh, just before, because I think it's really important before Nikki, and I did forget to mention it, you need to use a different body condition scoring system for donkeys. And again, that is on our My Senior Horse, because I think I just forgot to mention that, but it is important. And I think, Kim, you pointed out, you also forget it's the salami technique. You don't realize they're changing, but your comments were so valid.
Well, I want to say thank you to both Dr. Harris and Dr. Jarvis for joining us today. This was a wonderful educational time together, and we hope that both of you will come back and talk to us more, because as Pat mentioned at one point, we could talk all day on just one of these topics. So thank you.
Well, thank you for the invitation to come and join the podcast. Always lovely to sit and chat with Pat. Absolute delight to have met you properly, Kim, today, and chatted with yourself. And yeah, Pat and I thoroughly enjoyed talking about older horses. So thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Couldn't say anything else but agree. Thanks, Kim.
Well, I'd like to remind our audience that if you have any senior equine questions you would like to have answered through articles or podcasts or videos or whatever form of you would like to receive the information, let me know. And you can send an email to me at kbrown, that's the letter K, Brown, at equinenetwork.com. Thank you so much for joining us today. Take care of yourselves and your senior equids.